Comedy Week with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
The Newcastle Comedy Festival, it's on June 28 to July 21st. Big names coming to town. They're all going to make us have a laugh. And look, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I'm super excited to bring Kirsty Wiebeck into town. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your show, I'll Be the Judge of That, coming to the Comedy Festival. It's on 2 days, Sunday, June 30, and the 1st of July as well, at the Newcastle Comedy Club. Must be pretty cool to do two shows.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I've never brought a solo show through to Newcastle before, and we put one show up and it sold out really, really quickly, the June 30 show. So we were in the very luxurious position of having to announce the second show. So good on you, Newcastle, my new favourite place. Oh.
and I detect that you've never said that to any other place before. I believe we're the only
you.
Ones
exactly
for you.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's loosely based around me trying to be less judgmental while maintaining that I don't think I'm particularly judgmental in the first place. But then it's a series of stories that happened over the last 12 months, full of jokes. I've got a bit at the beginning that's been very polarising for the entire country so far. It's about how much I hate trifle.
Oh,
the dessert.
Okay, we're gonna have to stop you right there.
And that's the end of the interview.
Why do you hate trifle?
I just think it's disgusting. I think it's a cop-out. I mean, if you're going to make a dessert, I don't think you should just be allowed to go into your refrigerator and pull out all the sweet and sweet adjacent items, shove them in a bowl, give them a zhuzh, and then serve it up to your unwitting dinner guest.
She's not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
I'm
there.
On your side, Kirsty.
You made a good point. You know what? I've swapped team. I hate trifle as well now. I'll never eat it again, and it is the worst food in the world.
You've made multiple appearances on TV shows, just like The Project, The Weekly, as well as Today Extra. Did you have a certain experience that you enjoyed the most?
Probably to go a bit rogue on the ones that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. I've done the last two series of Question Everything, Will Anderson's TV show.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And I've really, really enjoyed being a part of that. Like, I find that show to be so much fun. And I think on the last episode that I did last season, I told a story, which was a true story, and it was about how I was on a walk one morning and a baby possum ran up my leg and into my shorts.
Oh.
I hate it when that happens.
And I know it's a wild story, but the Daily Mail picked it up, of course. Like, just my DMs for months after that were an absolute shambles.
Oh. Show us your possum and all that sort of stuff.
Pretty much.
Because your show is actually called I'll Be the Judge of That, we wanted to do like a small little game with you, asking what you're judging people for, judging over, choosing plain salt over chicken salt.
I'm a purist. I'm going plain salt.
Ooh. Controversial. Yeah. Aryan. Jeez.
I knew you'd hate that. I knew it.
Chicken salt's the way to go, Kirsty. Come on.
Has to be.
I reckon most Australians would say chicken salt, yeah. But I reckon plain salt. I'm a purist. Like, you should be going to somewhere where the food is good enough that you don't need to spice it up with chicken salt.
Wearing Crocs or sandals and socks? You see this out and about. What are your first thoughts?
I'll tell you this for free, Kirsty. I'm wearing Crocs and socks today, so be very, very mindful.
He wears
Do
it
not
every
be
day.
Mindful. It's disgusting.
I'm going to say sandals and socks, and it's mostly because I don't have Crocs.
Oh, there's the problem. Go right. And get yourself some.
Don't. Never get them. They're a crime against all of society.
They're a worthwhile investment in my eyes.
Well, they're really comfortable, right?
Like, absolutely.
Once you wear them, like, you're not going back, are you?
Oh, this is my second pair. And I'll tell you what, no regrets at all. We'll drop the price tag, no dramas.
I think everyone else regrets seeing them, though. So there are plenty of regrets.
All right, we'll wrap this one up with you, Kirsty. Apple and Samsung, which one are you? And do you judge people that use the other?
Okay, I'm Apple.
Good.
Yes.
And the main thing that winds me up about people using anything else is that you can't have group chats with them.
Oh, that's a pain. That's a pain.
I'm
agree.
Like Why do I have to give you a personal message on the side when everyone else got the information in one very quick click of the wrist?
She's hit the nail on the head. Kirsty Wiebeck is coming to town for the Newcastle Comedy Festival. I'll be the judge of that. Sunday, June 30, Monday, July 1, Newcastle Comedy Club. Get your tickets online.
Get them quick because they're selling fast. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, legends.